Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 62 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 61 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 60 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 57 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 61 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Cloudy. 64 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees.
KB8OOE.
Good morning. 09 hundred hours. Partly sunny. 63 degrees.
KC8TJB.
Good morning. 10 hundred hours. Cloudy. 65 degrees. Good morning. 11 hundred hours. Cloudy. 68 degrees.
KC8KCQ testing.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 75 degrees. Good afternoon, 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 71 degrees. Good afternoon, 1600 hours. Cloudy. 72 degrees.
KAEPL Mobile.
Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Cloudy. 56 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. VHF hub disconnected.
Lapeer County ham class.
Who'd you drop off? This is Scott. NAXP.
Hey, Scott.
Just dropped off the great big tall guy and the woman. Well, she drove herself, but a couple friends of mine are signed up for the class right now. All right, we're going to get to it. Thanks for bringing us more participants. 73, N8XP.
Good copy, sir. You have a good evening. KF8BOT.
KF8BOT.
KF8BQB. Good evening, KF8BQB. How's your evening going?
How you doing, Eric K? Hey, how was DC?
It was definitely DC. We didn't really have a whole lot of time to do a lot of sightseeing or anything, but it was great being there with my son and getting to spend some time just hanging out and talking, and the little bit of sightseeing we were able to do was pretty awesome.
Well, that's good. You going to study for that general exam that you're taking this next month?
Yep. I'm already signed up for the November test because they're not doing one in this month.
Okay, good. Well, if I can pass, you can carry that.
I'll agree with that as soon as I pass, sir.
All right, I'm out of here. This is TFP.
Have a good night, Bob. KF8BOT.
W8FFR, mobile and monitoring.
KF8ZTV, radio check.
KF8ZTV, this is W8FFR. I hear you loud and clear.
KF8ZTV, W8FFR. Thank you.
Clear 73, W8FFR monitoring.
K8ZTC, clear 73.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Cloudy. 54 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 53 degrees.
Good evening and welcome to the Lapeer County Net. This net meets every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on the W8LAP repeater. This repeater is owned and operated by the Lapeer County Amateur Radio Association, and our repeater trustee is Mike Nichols, W8YRC. My name is Kevin. Call sign is KD8TAR, and I'll be net control for this evening. At this time, are there any mobile or portable stations wishing to check in? Please call now.
N8LJN, portable 7.
Good evening, Larry. Got you on the list. Any stations with announcements for the net, please call now.
Evening, Alpha Papa. I have an announcement from the ham radio class.
All right, you were cut off there, Garrett, a little bit, but I got you on the list. Anyone wishing to join the net this evening? Our general check-ins now. Anyone wishing to join the net? Please call net control now.
Says Whiskey 8, Delta Lima Kilo. Good evening, Kevin.
This is Kilo Bravo 8, Whiskey Golf Golf, George and Fletcher. November 8th, Victor Lima Charlie, Vicky and LaPierre.
Eric out of Holly, but mobile in LaPierre.
This is NATSP, Rob in Mayfield Township.
This is Kilo Echo 8, Zulu Tango Papa, Patrick, currently in LaPierre.
All right, let's hold right there. We had a double. So the mobile station from Holly, can you give me a call sign and name again, please?
Copy that. This is KF8BOT Eric.
All right, we have on the list N8LJN, W8LAP, W8DLK, KB8WGG, N8VLC, KC8VHA, KF8BOT, NAPSP and KE8ZTP. Any other stations, please call now.
This is N8XP, November 8 X-ray Papa. I'll be in and out.
All right, Scott, we got you in and out. All right, we had a portable, and then we'll go to the announcement. Larry, N8LJN, KB8TAR, standby Garrett.
KB8TAR, this is N8LJN. I just wanted to take a break from the conference I'm attending in Milwaukee to welcome our class, and I look forward to getting back there in 2 weeks when we have our next class. I also wanted to demonstrate one of the really interesting capabilities of amateur radio. As a licensed operator, you can use this telephone app and use voice over internet protocol and call from Milwaukee back to our repeater in LaPierre. And so I wish you all well, and I look forward to meeting you all. Kevin, I'm going to be in and out now as I would like to rejoin my colleagues. So this is N8LJN, back to net.
All right, Larry, safe travels, and we will show you signed. All right. Garrett, go ahead. Stand by David, W8LAP, KB8TAR.
Mike, coming through okay, Scott? Okay, good. Thanks. this is KAYK acting as W8LAP, and I am here to announce that the fall edition of the technician licensing class is starting, and I'm so happy to have a classroom of 10 enthused participants so far. I can tell they're enthused because they haven't thrown me out yet. And love for the group this evening, if you would, to maybe offer a word of encouragement about your own licensing experience. With that, I'll turn it over. Kevin, we're going to stay just until the bottom of the first round, and then we're going to go back to class. So I'll be out after the bottom. This is W8LAP slash KDOAUK.
All righty, Garrett. We will show you signed, and welcome all future hams. I it's been a long time since I've taken a license there, Garrett. I took my first one down in Lance Cruz, I think with the Lance Cruz Club down the east side of Detroit. So yeah, it's been a few years, so maybe we'll get some more stories here down the log. All right, David, you're up. Stand by George, W8DLK, KB8TAR.
KBUTAR, this is W8DLK. Let's see. I got my technician license after studying, and it was a college in Flint I went to and got my tech license. And I went quite a while with the tech license. I bought myself an ICOM 7300 and said I'm not going to open it up until I get my general license. But that was during COVID, so I did a ton of studying. Had to do my test online, passed it with 100%. I was the only one out of the group that did that. I was pretty proud of that. So I've been studying a little bit for my extra license. It just keeps growing and growing and growing. It's amazing once you start connecting with hams. some of the things that you do with this stuff. If I have any words of wisdom for the people that are getting involved with your group, Garrett, I would say it's to study antennas and learn as much as you can. And with that, back to you, Net Control, Whiskey 8, Delta Lima Kilo.
All right. Thank you, David. And I will get back to you. I've been busier than I can put into words, but I will get back to you, David. All right, George, you're up. Stand by, Vicki. KB8WGG, KB8TR.
KB8WGG, yes, indeed. Okay, everybody's been talking about getting their licenses. Well, I think I got mine about 1980. I've had a tech license ever since, and it has not enthused me to go on any farther. So I enjoy just getting on here and chitting, chatting with people around the neighborhood, or around the county, whatever you want to call it. But anyways, it's an enjoyable sport. And anybody that can get themselves ahead of time on it, fantastic. It's enjoyable. Okay, wife went to the store today. And when she goes to the store, I usually have a TV dinner for supper, so I have a TV dinner for supper. She gets pooped, so she doesn't want to cook. So anyways, well, when she's 81, I guess that happens. All right, everything else around here is doing okay. Let me see. Oh, I finally got the four-wheeler back. $300, $365. And they charged $10 for the use the credit card, but we didn't use the credit card. We talked to the guy. We have a $10 credit for the next time we use the four-wheeler or use their shop. So we'll see. Maybe they take the blade down and get it sharpened. Maybe they can get it free. I doubt that. Okay, KBAWGG.
All right. Thank you, George. And I think you stand by. I think I forgot about a couple of mobiles down the list here. I'm going to jump out of order. Eric, if you're mobile, go ahead. KF8BOT, KB8TAR.
This is KF8BOT. I'm currently, I got a couple people in the class that are good friends of mine, so I'm really kind of excited that they're able to listen in on the net a little bit. They have listened to me go down the rabbit hole since I got my license just this past spring here through Lapeer County, and it is just making me all kinds of happy with everything I'm learning, and it's a great hobby. Just keeping busy and studying for my towards my general. I just signed up for the November, I think, 7th test here in Lapeer, and I'm going to go from there. KF8, BOT, back to Net Control.
All right, very good, Eric. And, yeah, you hit on a note here. The I think everybody will know this from the website, but there's no testing session at our October meeting, and the next one will be November, as you mentioned. I want to skip on down to Pat. I'm sorry, Pat, if you're mobile, not sure if I understood, but it's your turn, and stand by, Vicki. KE8ZTP, KB8TAR.
This is KE8ZTP. I'm just got interested in the club because the wife was saying I need to get out the house and do some activities and not be a Debbie Downer. And I got my license back in December of last year. I'm currently dragging my daughter down for this class session because I got her involved and she's in the classroom now listening to Garrett. So we'll see how this goes. I'm also still studying for my general. I haven't made much progress. But other than that, I'm just enjoying this and it's been a real eye-opener and a meeting of or making of new friends. This is KE8ZTP, back to Net Control.
Well, very good, Patrick. How old is your daughter?
She's 21, sir.
Alrighty then. Sometimes the little ones will get involved. I was just curious. Very good. All right, let's go back up in order. Vicki, go ahead. Stand by Dick. NABLC, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is NABLC, Vicki and LaPierre. Want to say hi to everybody. I am a relatively new ham. I was a student with Patrick, by the way. Got my license in December and went on to study for my general. And I got my general in February. And there's been no holding me back ever since. And all I've got to say to my young sister in class tonight is study hard, get your free radio, and you will have a ball, because I'm here to tell you right now, this is not just an old man's hobby. Old ladies and young girls can enjoy it just as much, and it is a riot. So study, pass your test, and there's going to be a lot of people out there willing to help you, and the sky's the limit. Find your niche. You're going to find out what you're interested in, whether it's in emergency, whether it's POTA, whether it's just chit-chatting, and if you want to get on HF, it is, the world is your oyster. You will love it. So there's my encouragement. And by the way, I'm so sorry I missed the picnic. We were down in Ohio for a couple of family reunions, so I would have given anything to be there. But have a nice evening, everybody. This is NADLC, back to Net Control.
All right. Yeah, thank you, Vicki. I forgot about the picnic. That was just over a week ago, and yeah, it was a good time. So maybe you can catch the next one. Let's see, Dick, go ahead. Stand by, Rob. KCABHA, KBATAR.
Hi, everybody. Tonight on the net. I've had my license now, my tech, for about 20 years, and I'm advanced to general. I waited, I was going to do it forever and ever, and I didn't wait, and I did it after I retired, with classes. One week we would go to Millington, and the next week we would go to Frankenmuth for the classes, and then I went to Midland and took the test. Back to you, KC8VHA.
All right, very good, Dick. And let's see, Rob, you're next, and then we'll take a standby. NAPHP, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR in the net. This is Rob, NAPHP. I think my son-in-law is there, if he didn't forget, taking his in the class. But as for me, I was licensed back in May of 91. I've got my novice of KB8MQF was my novice call. And they had a 2-for-1 class. You took the class and got your novice, and you just kept going until you got your tech. So so it was just maybe 60 days later, and I was taking my tech. That was back when you had to know CW, and then they did away with that in the late 90s. So in 91, when I was due to renew my license, I was living in Lapeer at the time, and I went to the city center there for the Ham Fest that they had, took the test there, and earned my general in 01. Been a general ever since, and then when the club started giving tests, my excuses ran out, and I had to study and earn my extra. So that's kind of where I'm at, and I'm still waiting for the FCC to process my vanity call application, so should be any day now, though. So that's my story. This is N8BSP, back to KB8TAR.
Yeah, Rob, I had to do the CW as well. If I remember right, there were three steps. It was, I think the first was 5 words a minute, and the last one was 25 words a minute, and the center one was 10 or 12 words a minute. I can't remember now, but I went through the first two, and I was studying for 25, and then they got rid of the requirement, so I lucked out, I guess. All right, we are at the bottom of our first go-around on the list, so we're looking for new check-ins. Any new stations wishing to join the net, please call now. All right, nothing heard. Let's go back up to the top. David, go right ahead. Stand by George, W8DLK, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, this is W8DLK. Thank you, sir. And thanks for hosting the net this evening. I guess this is for everybody. You know, I want my wife to get her technician license. I have all these radios laying around, and I'd like her to learn how to use them. So maybe I'll try and talk her into doing the next tech class. That would be kind of cool, I guess. But to me, the ham radio is for when all else fails, to those of you that are getting involved in this and going to the classes. And Garrett's a great guy. Very smart, and listen to what he says, and I'm sure you'll do just fine. Like I said, when all else fails, there's ham radio. Cell towers, telephones, cell phones, ham radio will be the way that we communicate. And there's a lot of great things you get involved with, Aries and the club and digital. I'm still learning digital. I thought I had my head wrapped around it, and it seems like every time I get on digital, I'm learning something new. Had a lot of help from this group, Kevin, Scott, Garrett, and I'm really enjoying learning about the digital side of the ham radio thing. And with that, back to you, Kevin, KB8TAR, W8DLK.
Yeah, roger that, David. I'm still learning digital myself. So you learn every time you turn this stuff on. All right, George, go ahead. Stand by Vicky, KB8, WGG, KB8TAR.
This is KB8WGG. Well, let me see. Tomorrow is usual lunch day with the guys. We are going down to the A tomorrow. Used to be known as the AMW until the young man got tired of paying for the W. And he told the company, no thank you, I'm not paying $500 a month to use CSW. That was it. So it is now called the area. All right. Very good restaurant. They have fantastic fish. You know that fish? Ugh. It's good stuff. In fact, take that one about a half a mile. All right. Around here, like I say, we're doing good. I got to cut the grass in the front yard coming Thursday. Still got the ornaments out there, so I got to take those out home, the summer ornaments, flowers, etc., and so on. Those have all got to come down. Let me see, what else? Oh, got the four-wheeler back. Oh, I guess I already told you that. So that's really about it. I got to go to the blood test this week. I got a doctor's appointment next week. And if I don't get a blood test for blood thinners, I get, let me see, not yelled at, but talked to by the doctor. And you don't want your doctor to do it, because they poke the brain, give you an ordeal. Bye. Take care, everybody. This is KDAWGG, and we'll talk to you next week. 73. Take care, everybody. God bless.
All right. You take care there, George, and have fun at lunch. Vicki, go ahead. Stand by Dick. NABLC. KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, NABLC. Well, I alluded the last time that we had been down to a family reunion, and I met up with my dad's side of the family for the first time in 46 years. And I walked into a group of people that I had no idea who they were. But it turned out really lovely. It was probably the best thing I've done all year. I am so glad I did it, and I thank my cousin for turning me on to it at the very last minute, because, like I said, I was planning on being at the picnic. But and then we traveled farther down into Ohio, down by the river, to visit with my mom's side of the family, my aunt and uncle, and just had a marvelous time and didn't want to come home, but clearly I did. And met a lot of nice friends along the way as we were using the radio to scan the different frequencies. I had programmed in a bunch of them before we left, and we were in just north of Toledo, and the Columbus repeater kicked on, clear as a bell, and we're talking to a guy in Dayton and listening to another couple of guys up in northern Michigan. Don't ask me how that happened, but it was interesting and it was fun. But when we got down by the river, we were picking up people in West Virginia and all over southern Ohio, but had a lot of nice contacts. It was a lot of fun. The five-hour drive on the way home turned into 7 due to construction and detours, and once we got into Flint, I didn't think we were going to be able to get home from Flint. Everything was all balled up, but we made it. We were exhausted, and glad to be back. So that's it. NADLC, back to net control.
Very good, Vicki. Yeah, traveling and trying to use those repeaters is a lot of fun. We drive to Florida, so I have a group of my radio for all the major repeaters anyway, along 75 from Michigan on down. So it's a lot of fun to try and get somebody on all those repeaters. Gives you something to break up the miles. All right, Dick, go ahead. Stand by Eric, KC8VHK, KB8TAR.
Yeah, everything's still fine here. My wife is recovering. We've spent the last 2 days, we've had 3 doctor's appointments, and I guess that's normal kind of stuff, and they scheduled some more. But 73 to everybody. We'll talk to you all later. KC8VHA, back to that.
Yeah, very good, Dick. Glad to hear she's doing okay. And, yeah, I can imagine there's a few doctor's appointments with that procedure. So, very good. Glad to hear she's doing okay. Eric, go ahead. Stand by Rob. KF8BOT. KB8TAR.
KF8BOT. I just went down to, a couple weeks ago, down to Washington, D.C. with my son for just a couple days, but it was pretty interesting. I kind of did the same thing and programmed all the repeaters along my route and spent a good portion of my time just chatting with people. It was made the miles go by pretty quickly. Other than that, I'm just enjoying life and enjoying this cooler weather, and I will talk to you all again next week. This is KF8BOT,
73, and back to Ned.
You know, Eric, it's good for local traffic reports, too. I've had guys on repeaters warn me, you know, don't stay off of Highway X, take Highway Y instead, and that can save you some time if you're local. So you can get information that way, too. But very good. Let's see, Rob, go ahead, stand by Patrick. N8PSP, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, N8PSP. Yeah, I've been enjoying the cooler weather. We've been camping every weekend and not needing to turn on the air conditioner is kind of nice. So I'm trying to enjoy the great outdoors as much as possible before we lose it and we're off into the gray cold of the Michigan winter. So, everyone have a great week and wish you all 73. This is NAPSP, back to net control.
Yeah, I've been doing exactly the same thing, Rob, trying to get upset as much as I can. And I noticed the temperature dropped quite a bit this afternoon from this morning. So I guess somebody told the weather it was October. But all right, let's see. Patrick, you're up. And then after Patrick's transmission, we'll take a standby. KE8ZTP, KB8TAR.
KB8TAR, hey, Echo. This is KE8ZTP. I've just been enjoying the fall weather. I don't want to say snow because that's a cuss word in my wife's vocabulary, so I'll just say very cold rain. I'm waiting for that to happen. I've been doing pretty good since I had my hernia surgery about a month ago. I finally got back to work about 2 weeks ago. I'm still wearing like a binder, but other than that, I've been doing all right. Let's see. I'm not as far ahead as Vicky is on the general, but she's been beating me, so I still got to really own up to that and probably get it this year before my daughter gets her technician's license. That way I can be ahead of her, so we'll see how that goes. Other than that, I'm just enjoying this fall weather. And with that, I'm going to bring it back over to net control. This is K8ZTP.
Well, yeah, snow's a swear word in this household as well, Patrick. And I hope you're not in too much pain. Hopefully you're getting around without too much discomfort. So it's funny how many people are healing here around the club and the net, but hopefully you're on the mend as well. Sounds like you are. All right, we are at the bottom of the list, so we're looking for any new check-ins for the net. Any new stations wishing to join, please call now. All right, nothing heard. So is there any other rechecks or any other business for the net? Please call now.
WAPAR, Whiskey, Delta Lima Kilo. I had one comment for you I forgot to mention.
Go ahead, David.
Kevin, I was on a net out of Flint, and Whiskey Bravo 8, Yankee Oscar Bravo Allen told me to tell you hello.
All right, well, thank you. Thank you for the traffic. All right. Any other rechecks? One more time here. Any other rechecks or business for the net? Please call now. All right. Nothing heard. Thank you, everyone, for joining the net this evening. Very nice net. And we'll now return the repeater to normal use. This is KB8TAR 73.
73. Thanks, Kevin.
V VHF hub connected to LaPierre VHF. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly clear. 52 degrees.
KEHCTV mobile.
Monitor.
This is KEHCTV. Go ahead.
That's the name of that last station. This is NATWA testing out a crossband repeat setup.
Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 48 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Mostly cloudy. 48 degrees.